The figure of Mary is the focus of the huge nativity scene in St. Peter's Square this year, a scene which includes several of the biblical episodes from St. Luke's Gospel where Mary is at the heart of the action. The Annunciation, the meeting between the Virgin and her cousin Elizabeth, the presentation in the temple, and of course the Nativity itself are all depicted in the scene, using some ancient Italian crib figures, but also some newer additions from other countries as well. Standing at the centre of the square beside a huge, brightly decorated fir tree, this year a gift from the people of Ukraine, the Nativity scene is visited by hundreds of thousands of pilgrims and tourists who flock to the Vatican throughout the Christmas season. Work on the site begins in early November, but the detailed planning and designing begins even earlier in September. Throughout the building work, the whole site is hidden from view by large sackcloth curtains made of jute, as I discovered when I was taken for a tour around the site by one of its principal architects, Barbara Bellano from the Vatican's Technical Services Department.
As you can see, basically the crib is divided in three parts. Now we are in front of the nativity scene where the Holy Family is put. On the side scenes, we'll put a family scene over there and a temple over there. So putting in a special way all the figures, we wanted to recall some episodes where Mary was the protagonist, like, of course, the Annunciation, the meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. And there in the temple, we'll put the meeting between Mary and Simeon.
So there will be many different scenes going on within the main scene, if you like, or at the sides.
And as you know, the crib is full of symbol. So basically we wanted, every year, so we want to put a family scene just on the side of the Nativity Center. And maybe a more holy scene on the other side.
So the left of the scene, as you look at it, will be the more spiritual, reflective part, whereas the right-hand side is the connection to everyday life, the typical family from that period.
You catch everything perfectly, thank you. And there is another thing that I want to tell you about this year. We thought to dedicate this crib to Mary because of the beatification of John Paul II. As you know, he was deeply devoted to Mary, and in fact, even in his coat of arms, you can see the capital M, and in his motto, Totus Tuus, that means Totus Tuus Ego Sum Maria. And we reflected about another point. On the book of his funeral, there was written in his Dies Natalis. So we used the connection between the meaning of birth, or the meaning of the word natalis, that means birth, but even is the day of our death, when for our Christians we born for our spiritual life. That's why we put Simeon over there, referring to his words to Mary about those words.
The sword will pierce your side.
Exactly. Thank you. And we are making a sword to recall this. So we would like to give this connection between life, death, and spiritual life, of course, and a rebirth to spiritual life, a sort of resurrection in spiritual life. And as you know, the crib has lots of symbols, and there is a connection. For example, the wood of the cross is the wood of the cradle, and maybe even the figures of Mary, who has his baby in her arms, is like the Virgin who has his son in her arms in death. So there are lots of connection between these two moments.
There's a lot of spiritual reflection then that goes into this.
We try to communicate this, and our hope is to be understood by people and to give the right idea.
Let's walk a little bit around the crib and look at the building as it's going up.
Here is the family scene, where we put some statues, as I was telling you, about the Annunciation and about the meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. We'll choose some female statues to give this idea.
You say these characters come, the statues come from an older crib in Sant'Andrea della Valle. How many characters are you talking about? How big a choice do you have for your crib here in St. Peter's Square?
We have 9 ancient statues, and some statues are added during the years. Now we have, since 4 years ago, 3 Mexican angels, really beautiful, that we tend to use every year. And this year they are really and especially useful for the Annunciation scene.
The international flavour of the crib, therefore reflecting perhaps the universal nature of the church too.
That's true.
You have steps going up the back here.
We have steps because we would like to give the idea of a little path going all around the cave. And maybe this year especially we can see some scenes from the back. Actually, we can't have a complete view on all the crib because we have the obelisk. But we decided to create a big window to let people see the scene even from St. Peter.
Because, of course, the square is often so crowded that it's wonderful to be able to see inside from any point of view.
So our idea was to open even in the back.
So then you've got the wooden roof up there.
Yeah,
but this will all stay. The scaffolding then comes down, doesn't it?
We cover all the scaffold over there, but we remove all the pieces you are seeing just in front here. And all the scaffolding is covered with the styrofoam. The most part of the crib is made by styrofoam. And we have a new idea this year. If you want, we can do a tour all around and I'll show you with jute. Can you see there, that wall over there, the grey one?
Okay.
It's wood because it was less expensive, and maybe we can recycle all the structure. We put jute on the wall, and then we put some concrete to give the idea of a house, a sort of concrete or brick house.
The jute then is also used in the preparations, isn't it? In the lead up, you have the whole scene covered by these jute curtains almost.
We cover it because we want to keep it secret till Christmas Eve and for safety reason. Because as I was telling you, it is a very complex building site and can be very dangerous. We have lots of people working at the same time, so we must be very careful. And we want to keep it secret, of course.
So it's a security measure, as you say, but also a lovely surprise for those who are present.
Exactly.
Tell us a bit about that unveiling ceremony.
We have a ceremony with a speech from the Cardinal. We have choirs, and in the late afternoon, all the staff who worked here unveil the central scene. And at midnight, one of us will take the baby and put it on the...
In the cradle, yes.
Cradle.
Pope Benedict will have blessed, won't he,
when we open everything, he light a candle in his window.
And the previous Sunday, I believe it is, that he blesses all the different Christ child figures that people bring to put inside their cribs.
And another very special moment for us is after the Te Deum on New Year's Eve, the Pope comes here after the Mass and spends some minutes on the crib in his personal reflection and greets everybody, all the workers who were involved in the crib. And for us it's a very special moment.
A family moment for the Vatican family.
Yeah. Exactly. And you use the right word, because this is a very special place to work. I mean, the crib especially, because everyone is very proud to work here. I mean, all the workers, carpenters, designers, whoever. And we cooperate in a very special way. I think we cooperate and we are proud and we have a lot of passion in doing this.
The history of this nativity scene goes back quite a long way, doesn't it? How many years have there been a scene like this in St. Peter's Square?
This is number 30. We began in 1982 with John Paul II, who wanted to have the major symbols of Christmas in St. Peter's Square. The first one was very, very simple, was near a small Christmas tree, and was always made by Ufficio Progetti, by Architetto Ercadi, and only with the statues from Sant'Andrea della Valle. Then the crib was designed by Maestro Mezzana, Umberto Mezzana, who was a colleague of us and even a sculptor and a painter. He was really an artist, and he had the courage of making the crib bigger, and he began to use styrofoam and scaffolding and all the things you see today. And he prepared the Christmas crib for 18 years. Then another architect, Architetto Molfetta, prepared it for 4 years, and since 2004, Architetto Facchini designed with me all the structure.
And so now you say there's a team of 20, 25 of you who work on this from the autumn right the way through to Christmas Eve. What is your emotions? What is your feelings? Can you describe how you feel when the unveiling takes place?
It's an important moment for us because all the workers are on the stage, and actually I'm not so tall, so I have to stay down
in the front.
And it's a special moment because we tend to, how can I say, to take the opinion of people, because we want to feel their surprise. And it's a special moment and difficult because we are quite scared what they say, what will they say, it will be successful, or I always wonder, was I able to give or to express what was my idea?
Have you had in the past very positive feedback from the crowds, from people? Have you any special moments?
We had comments, we had suggestions, lots of things around the people, and we tend to consider them because we do the crib, our crib, for all the people. And so we tend to listen to their suggestion. Now I'm going to show you, can you see the wooden house?
Yes, through the middle there.
Yeah, the other one in grey, you see, with grey concrete, was made like this. Jute and covered with concrete, and this is the result.
It's very lifelike, isn't it? I mean, have you studied other crib scenes? Have you studied many other different sorts of models in different countries around the world even?
Yeah, we tend to study a lot. I always take pictures, for example, even in shops who sell pieces of cribs, just to understand how can I do a wall, how can I decorate rocks, just to have suggestions and new ideas.
Just remind me again of the dimensions of this one.
The front is more or less 25 meters, and the surface is 300 square meters. And it is almost 7 meters high.
You also have lighting in here, don't you? So it's quite a complicated project for that too.
It's really complicated because we have very impressive lights in the front to light all the scene. We have lighting for the different sets, like fire or little window, just a bit enlightened. And in the days before the unveiling, we come in the night and we test everything. Where is the fire? The fire is there and water is there. So we have to choose the color of the lights, like blue or yellow. No, it's too, so it's interesting. It's interesting because we have to study a lot and to give the idea of our propose. And even the color of all the structure, of all the houses, depends on the lights. Because if it is too strong, maybe this is too flashy.
Too bright.
Too bright. And so we have to be very, very careful with light.
So alongside the project designers, the carpenters, the painters, you've got a team of electricians too.
Yeah, of course. We have electricians, painters, carpenters, gardeners, designers. Every kind of workers in the Vatican are here in this moment.
My thanks there to Barbara Bellano from the Vatican's Technical Services Department, responsible each year for the nativity scene in St. Peter's Square.